Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
I was up at Trinity Seminary back in the spring of 74 interviewing men for internships. At that time, I had a young man come who told a true and intriguing story of his experience. He told me that he hadn't had much experience in the ministry. I asked him about his background, and he said, "You know, the only thing I have by way of ministry is some discipleship ministry, which came about in an altogether unique fashion." He said, "I last year came to the end of the school year, and I didn't have a ministry, didn't have a church, didn't really have anyone to work with. I asked God to make me available to whatever would be His will. I checked the want ads because as time wore on, I needed some money, and I found that there was a bus driving job made available to me, and I hired out in South Chicago as a bus driver. If you know anything about Chicago, it's not South Chicago that you want to drive a bus in, but that's where they had the need." He found out later because nobody else would stay on the job. So he hired in, drove it. Before a week passed, some thugs got on the bus and didn't pay. They sat in the back, sneered and jeered and mocked him. And the next day, the same thing happened. They didn't pay. Third day, they got on, didn't pay. About the fifth or sixth day, he said it went on about a week. He just decided he didn't have to put up with that. So he decided he would call an officer into the bus and make him pay. He saw one down about a block, and after the fellas got on, and same procedure, he stopped and told the officer when he got on, "The fellas back there haven't paid, and they haven't paid for several days. Would you at least make them pay today?" And he did, but unfortunately, the officer got off the bus. And when the door was closed, the bus driver drove a little further and turned a corner. That's the last thing he remembered. They knocked a couple of teeth out of his head. They stole his money. And when he woke up, the bus was empty. And he sat there in confusion and disillusionment, wondering, "What kind of a ministry is this, Lord? I told you I was available. This was the job you opened up." And he went home, turned the bus in, took the rest of the day off, and went home to a little cot, stared up at the ceiling as he was nursing his wounds. And he thought, "I'm not going to let him get away with that." So through an interesting chain of events, they rounded up, with the help of some officers, those very fellas, and took him to court. The day of the hearing, he stood before the court, and the judge listened carefully and decided the fellas were guilty. And they didn't have any money to buy their way out, so they had to stand some time in jail. Suddenly the fellow realized, "Here's my chance." He said, "Your Honor, may I speak for a few moments?" He said, "Yes, you may." He said, "I'd like for you to tally up all of the time these fellas together would be spending in jail, and I'd like to go in their behalf." And the judge responded, "Oh, that's highly irregular. It has never been done before." And the fellow responded, "Oh, yes, it has. 1900 years ago." And then in about 4 minutes, he gave them the gospel straight down the line. Three of the young men came to know Christ right on the spot. One of them later, after he was incarcerated. And that fellow, at the time I interviewed him, was having a discipleship ministry with those four guys bound for hell who heard the message that somebody else wanted to pay the price for their sin. A living testimony of what Jesus did for us.
Christ proved His love in that while we were still sinners, He died for us. It was our sins that He bore, not His. Do you know that Christ died for you? This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's LifeTrack messages at lifetrack.ca. That's LIFETRAC. LifeTrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding LifeTrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, Arrest and Trial, was copyrighted in 1976. And this LifeTrack sound recording was copyrighted in 2014 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.